Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 16th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Charlie Chaplin, Spike Milligan, and Pope Benedict XVI, all deeply committed character comedians who perfected the art of the absurd and the satirical in their own lives. Happy last day of Pesach to all you Jews out there missing your grandmother's matzo ball soup and your mother's alternating showers of smothering love and inexorable guilt. On this day in history, in 1922, Annie Oakley set the women's shooting record by breaking 100 clay targets in a row. When asked how she managed the feat, she said she just imagined they were the balls of her enemies. In 1939, on this day, the Soviet Union proposed an alliance with Britain and France against Nazi Germany, a group endeavour that worked out very well for everyone, except most of the people who ended up on the Soviet side of the Iron Curtain in the aftermath. Very much an out of the frying pan of the baddies from one era of Hollywood film, and into the fire of a different set of baddies from another era of Hollywood film situation. And in 2017, on this day, there was a world record broken for the gathering of Charlie Chaplin lookalikes in Switzerland, although the record was disputed as it was claimed that at least some of the Chaplins were Hitlers from a different lookalike competition that happened to be being held in the same conference centre. Questions were raised whether Charlie himself was a Chaplin lookalike, whether Chaplin was mockingly imitating Hitler, or whether Hitler was in fact a Charlie Chaplin lookalike, or vice versa. It all comes down to how you contextualise the moustache, really. Celebrations today include National Healthcare Decisions Day and National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day and National High Five Day. Please celebrate only two of the three above, or if you have to celebrate high fives, make it while wearing sanitized latex gloves, and even then, only if you have upsettingly long arms. Our guest today is celebrity influencer, leaf blower of penises, and woman of a thousand hats, Tiffany Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Did you say penis leaf blower?
Yes, given that you're a dick deflector and a reverse polarity dick magnet.
Yeah. I'm a dick magnet, but at the same time, I repel.
Yep. Come here, go yon. That's very much the vibe you give off.
It's difficult. You've got to spare a thought for the creeps and perverts of the world at the moment. There's hardly anyone out there for them to creep and pervert on the streets.
It becomes a lot harder to creep on your colleagues in a work from home situation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but, you know, sexism is still out there. I tweeted this morning that I'd had a dream that everything was normal. And then I woke up and realized, oh, it's not normal. And someone wrote underneath it, cheer up, love, it'll all be over soon. And I was like, oh, like when you're not out on the streets for people to say cheer up, they'll just take it online. Men still need to find a way to tell you to smile, no matter what. So that was beautiful. I very much enjoyed that.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in social media news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, a number of corporate businessmen have been hospitalised for neck failure after many of them have not been wearing a tie while in quarantine. Health workers advise weaning off full business wear in a slow and reasonable way. Entrepreneurs in cool startups have similarly been reporting wrist injuries after going cold turkey on table tennis. And in weather news, who knows? It's spring on one side of the world, autumn on the other, but let's all admit that it's winter in our hearts. A bank of high pressure is moving in on a number of intimate relationships, while a dangerous low pressure system over the job market may well lead to a typhoon of social conscience or even a full hurricane of social revolution. We can all hope that that energy will be absorbed by social media during the lockdown period before it has a chance to spill out on the streets. Meanwhile, a number of comedians have been caught creating excess content online, huge rates of joke inflation that may cause problems for the comedy economy. With increasing quantities of material being written as a tenuous bulwark against the existential awareness that encroaches on our consciousness in the absence of the regular adoration of an audience, many comedians are coming face to face with themselves and their flaws as human beings without the redemptive quality of artistic catharsis drawn from mistakes they've made in the past. The markets are yet to stabilise, but if you're an investor, financial advisors are suggesting you take your money out of comedians and put it into gold and precious metals. And that's all the headlines we have time for, because of course we need to make room for your ads. And it's time for your ad section now, because remember, you cannot be what you cannot buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by online shopping. Ever wanted all the fun of choice paralysis with the thrill of gambling? Browse through thousands of options of unknown quantity and suitability before handing over your credit card details to someone based on whether they have a reassuring user interface or not. It's not like criminals can afford a web designer. Online shopping. It's like window shopping, but someone's stealing your data at exactly the same time. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by yachts. They're like a big boat, but way bigger and full of rich people who aren't having as good a time as they would feel that the large investment of money might have afforded them. Yachts. The private jet of the sea. In the mountains of Switzerland, a lost tribe of goat herds live a simple life. The mornings are spent roaming the green fields, buoyed by the scents of jewel-like wildflowers, bluebells, edelweiss, and of course, the warm bond they have with their goats. When they're cold, they huddle close to the fire and sing songs to the distant stars. When they're tired, they rest in soft goat hair beds. When they're thirsty, they reach for half a glass of water. Cool, clear, refreshing water by the potable quantity. Swiss goat herds swear by it, and they would know. And that's your ad section for today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Coming up today, all the latest in social media news with our social media expert, Tiff Stevenson. What's happening in the world of social media?
I am an expert. I have tens of followers on the medias. It's a difficult time in the social media world, especially for anyone that's in the horoscopes biz. They're really struggling at the moment.
You will not meet a tall, dark stranger right now.
Yeah. I think all 12 signs are just like staying indefinitely. It's I do like astrology, and I once met a man who scoffed at me for believing horoscopes, yet he was a futures trader. Explain that. I like them, but I read them like Trump reads his press briefings. Just all the good bits about me are true, and the rest is just made up crap and fake news. So it's been difficult for them to try and come up with new stuff, new exciting things. It's difficult to be a celebrity because anyone can go viral on social media now. We have accountants and their families doing renditions of Les Mis songs. We have mechanics reenacting famous dance scenes from movies. And by comparison, Madonna is just being a weirdo in a bath. It doesn't quite live up to it. Just her in a bath of milk saying that COVID is the great equalizer.
See, I like to think that that's an upside of social media. I like to think that Madonna has spent the last 50 years being a weirdo in a bath, just like, you know, sitting in her milk bath, making profound statements. And it's only social media that has allowed us access to these precious moments.
Sure, we'll go with profound. Bonkers was what I was going to go with, and I am a fan of Madonna. I did replicate my own version of that video with a shower cap and a packet of Quavers and a bottle of wine in the bath. That was my great equalizer. And I mean, there's me worrying that I'm going to go crazy during all of this, and there are celebrities who haven't been told they're amazing for like 4 or 5 days straight and have gone completely batshit because they pay people to do that. They're surrounded by them, so they don't know what to do. Footballers unable to play for the foreseeable future and now on social media having to rely on their personalities, which is fucking rough, to be honest.
Brutal.
The same with actors, proving that they aren't necessarily smart or interesting, but their scripts are. Big up the writers. We're really getting to see the writers and the directors work during these times when actors are not scripted.
Who would have thought it would be so hard for genuine Oscar-winning actors to act like normal human beings?
The toughest role she ever took on this season. Gwyneth Paltrow plays a normal. Yeah. that was me doing the voiceover guy. And we've had Alan Sugar. He caused a bit of a ruckus on social media, encouraging people to flaunt the lockdown rules just so he could get a bit of attention for the spat that he's got going with Piers Morgan. And I'm like, must we be just like America and have the dude from The Apprentice not take Corona seriously and drive us off a cliff? Like, that we've heard enough from the men from The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Time for them to shut up. And Trump hasn't relented being on social media during all of this. He was recently crowing about being number one on Facebook. I mean, personally, he's always been a number two to me. But he recently announced that he would be signing the stimulus checks. So anyone that's applied for unemployment in America is getting a check signed. But it's unprecedented because normally it's the head of the bank, I believe.
I mean, I imagine those checks will definitely bounce.
Yeah, I was going to say, this might be the one time that he's wanting to sign them because he knows they'll actually clear because it's not his money. But I mean, yeah. Oh, and also, Trump has parted ways. He's consciously uncoupled from the World Health Organization, which is not at all terrifying in the midst of a pandemic. So
very negative people, the World Health Organization. Very, yeah. Very...
You just make me feel bad about myself. You make me feel like I'm not doing enough.
That's all we have time for your top story, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. And your letter to the editor now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, Tiff. And then it's just a picture of a lettuce. She sent us a lettuce to the editor. Friendly regards, Anna. Wow. Prop comedy, Anna.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not?
Are you getting enough greens in these troubled times?
I've been eating a lot of bacon, lettuce and tomato sandwiches, so I'm very happy. I mean, there's so many meals in a day, though. That's what you're realising. Now you're at home all day, you're like, there's a lunch thing as well, and there's like... Because it's not just about my food needs. There are other people around me that have expectations and appetites as well. So I've got my stepson at the moment. So that is a lot of food we're going through because, you know, teenage boys are hungry. So, yeah, you just didn't realize there were so many times in a day that you have to, like, feed. Like, put our heads in the feed buckets that I made for us. in the homemade feed buckets.
Well, thank you so much for your letter, Anna. Anyone else can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's all we have time for today, and thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those. I mean, there's about 108 so far, so I'll forgive you if you don't get to all of them. You'll get today on the podcast was Tiffany Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, sure. Come and see me live. I do have a tour in autumn, and I'm hoping that in September we will be allowed to press flesh. Not press, but at the very least stand closer to someone than 6 foot. So, I'll be on tour, but you can find me on Twitter at Tiff Stevenson and on Instagram, Tiff Stevenson Comic, where I'm doing Old Rope every Monday night. And as you know, Alice, because you have been on the show.
I have indeed. Today is the 16th of April, which means that tomorrow my show Savage will be coming out on Amazon Prime. If you've subscribed to Amazon Prime in order to watch the new Star Trek, then you can take advantage of that and watch my stand-up special, Savage, and leave it a good review, because that's the way the world works. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.